Too Many Murders, a Carmine Delmonico novel, written by Colleen McCullough, read by Robert Garrett. April, 1967. Mr. Evan Pugh, Paracelsus College, Chubb University, Holloman, Connecticut. April 3rd, 1967. Dear Mr. Pugh, I concede defeat. Your $100,000 has been placed in your room at college, as stipulated in your letter of March 29th. I will ensure that my presence in college seems innocent if I am detected. Please do not attempt to obtain more money from me. My pockets are empty. Yours sincerely, Motormouth. Evan Pugh's hands were shaking as he read this missive, put in his pigeonhole in a plain white envelope, bearing his name and address typed with a carbon ribbon, like the letter. The dark square aperture of his pigeonhole had been empty every time he looked between going downstairs for his breakfast and the end of lunch. Now, at 2:30, he had his answer. The corridors were empty as he wended his way up one curving set of open stairs at his end of the foyer. Paracelsus was a new college of gloriously clean and sweeping lines, and had been designed by a world-famous architect who was a Chubb alumnus. It suffered the bleak austerity of his style, too. Vermont marble floors and walls, glass-enclosed pebble gardens too small to enter, white lighting, minimal ornamentation. Upstairs, where Evan's dormitory was located, the white marble was replaced by grey painted walls and a grey rubber floor, very practical but airy and spacious. As were the rooms, for which reason Paracelsus's inmates loved their architect dearly.